In what areas or to what extent in our lives do we keep looking back? We keep looking back as if we can change the past sometimes. If I just look back enough, maybe regrets will go away, or the past will go away. We also keep looking back as if we can relive a moment from the past which is gone forever. We may long for the good old days, right? The good old days. Which, by the way, my grandmother always told me there was nothing really good about them. Unless, she said, if you mean by the good old days, farming without machinery. That's not good, she said. So our memory serves us well in life most of the time. But our memory also can be a disservice as it wants to replay and take us to the past. It can be a disservice to us, so that we keep looking back. In today's gospel from Luke, we're beginning the travel account. There are 18 chapters, and 10 of them have our Lord traveling. So he's walking to Jerusalem before his passion, and he's teaching along the way. In today's gospel, our Lord encounters potential followers along the way. And each of them rejects our Lord because they keep looking back. One man is called outright by our Lord. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And the man said, "Okay. But I need to go back." And Jesus said, "Let the dead bury their dead." Living a life of going back all the time is really a dead life. We're dead. Another man speaks up on his own. He comes up to our Lord and said, "Yeah, I want to follow you. But I need to go back to my comforts in life." And then Jesus said emphatically, "Whoever puts his hand to the plow and looks back is unfit for the kingdom of God." So time and time again throughout our Gospels, our Lord is encountering people who want to follow him, but they can't follow him because they keep looking back. So what can we do? I like that first reading from the book of Kings. It's kind of somewhat of a shocking storyline. I sometimes think if the problem of holding the plow and looking back is that we're unfit for the kingdom of God, maybe we need to get rid of the plow. That's exactly what happened in the first reading today. Elisha burned his plow to cook his oxen so that he could follow Elijah. He became free. Because when we look back, we have a yoke of slavery on us. So what do we need to burn in our lives, so to speak, so that we can be free from the past that we need to be free from? What do we need to burn in our lives to bring more peace to our lives? Because it's really a sad life that keeps looking back. What do we need to eliminate in our lives that can help us enjoy life more fully? Because the only enjoyments in life are the present moments. That's all life is. Now. That's why St. Paul said so emphatically, now is the time. Now is the season of grace. That reading we hear on Ash Wednesday. Remember, now, now, now. Not the past, not tomorrow. Dear Lord, bring to our memory that life is only in the present. Dear Lord, help us always to live in the present moment, to enjoy this life you've given us. Dear Lord, help me to follow you more faithfully, because I can only encounter you in the present, now.